Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored by Lu Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zeir ben Tzvi Halevi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who passed away this week. We're holding in Beit Zod Daf Tes in the Art Scrollers of Adar edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Daled in the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. You now take a ladder to go from one nest to another nest. And the reason is, the Bavli explains, because it looks like maybe he's going to take care of his roof, to flatten his roof, to put something on his roof, which is not allowed in Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to move the ladder at all. Within the same nest, you could go from one window to another window. Each window has birds in it. You can move from one window to another window within the same nest. That's not considered to be too much of a moving. Ubisil material, Ubisil say, you're allowed to move from shevich to shevich, from one nest to another. Ketiris the mission of Tesam Dalav, Bicham oimim lo yitolim ken nianea mi boid yoim, Ubisil oimim oimid voimid zevet zea nidoitil. Bicham says, you have to pick up the birds you want to use. If not, it's mukta. You have to pick it up, you have to shake it. According to Ubisil, you don't have to shake it. It's enough just to say, this is what I want to take. So, the Gemara, Yehuda be'abchio nofak libor. He went out to the outside, meaning he went to the villages outside of the city. Shalun, they asked him, Sulam Shalaliyoma, what about using a ladder that's meant for the roof? Amalan Shah, you're allowed to move it. Because he learned from the Mishnah, according to me still, you're allowed to move a ladder. So Kadahasi Gabi Avu, when he came to his father, Amalima Maise Baliodeho, what's the story? Any Maise came to you? Any Alochla Maise you had? Amalay Tardim Sulam Shali. He says, yes, the Sulam, the ladder that goes to the roof, I allow him to use it. He put a tan in front of him and said, would be still allows only a ladder of a nest. But the ladder of the aliyah, you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Why the ladder of the nest you could move, and of the aliyah you can't? So what are these two explanations? By the nest, you can't really do it before Yom Tov. Because if you prepare the birds before Yom Tov, they may get weak. You have to leave them in the nest until Yom Tov. But a ladder that goes to the aliyah, to the second floor, he wants to do work on his roof, that he could do yesterday, should not do it today. So it's not something, if you're doing it for the aliyah, you should not do it on Yom Tov. Another reason. With the shevich, you could do the malachi. You could use it for the shevich. But you can't use it for the nest. The only thing you can use it for is for the roof. It's too tall to use it for the nest. It's not comfortable to use it for the nest. So says the Gemara, what's the difference between the two answers? That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. So the Gemara, if you have a ladder that's a short ladder, but he uses it to go to the second floor, goes to the roof. Continue the Gemara Amud Beis, or Sulam Shaliyah Shoy Lebur L'Shoivach, or Sulam of the roof that he's using for the Shoivach. That according to the first Mandom, according to Rav Yaakov Bar Acho, I don't care which ladder it is. The question is, where are you using it? If you're using it on the roof, so it's something you could have done yesterday, you should not do it. If you're using it in the Shoivach, it's okay. But according to the second Mandom, the question is, which ladder are you using? A ladder of aliyah is not a good ladder to use for the shevich, so you're not allowed to use it in Yom Tov. A ladder of a shevich is comfortable to use for the shevich, so you can use it in Yom Tov, even if you're going with that to get to the roof. But Shama says that you have to shake the birds you want to use on Yom Tov. So B'Shama here, or more strict than B'Shama somewhere else? We learn over there. A person can stand in a place where you store fruits on Erev Shabbos and Shemitah. We don't have to do Truma Samaisers. For him, he says, from here I'm going to eat tomorrow. Rablezer has it from Bichamai. And he says, you only have to do is just to point out what he's taking. You don't have to shake it. And here in the Mishnah, it says, you have to shake it. Says, here we talk about live animals. Live animals, you have to do more in order to take them out of Mukta. Fruits, you don't have to do that much to take them out of Mukta. Continues the Gemara, we see Oimid Zevazani. No, until he comes and stands and says, this is what I'm taking, and he needs to point out which birds he's taking. So the Gemara again, Machava Shitoso de Rabbanon, Lachura Rabbanon, which was Bisilel, they changed their, there is a contradiction what they're saying. Tehitamon, we learn over there, Chom Oimrim, Hachiyir Shavarim Mikan Vatkan, Vahoch Oimir Amriachin. He has to write down, taking from here to here. He doesn't have to point out what he's taking. He could just say, this area is where I'm taking from. Here, you have to say more. You have to say, this is, he has to point exactly what he's taking. They also say that something which is alive is more than something which is not alive. Meaning in order to remove the mukze of something which is alive, you need to do more than something which is inanimate. Concludes the Gemara and says, "Omar Yisra Baboin Levi Makish al Shivochi v'Omar Yiskeli Shivochi l'Mocher." Levi used to just hit his nest and say, "This nest, whatever is in here, is not going to be mukzah for tomorrow." He wanted to point out which birds he's taking. Just say this nest. So even for the live birds, all he did was designate a place and did not choose exactly the birds that he's going to use on Yom Tov, and that was enough to take it away from mukzah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Dav Tes.